98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
Monday's Big Breakfast Bite Size, hiya.
So we're going to use the platform we have here at the moment to shed light on someone that needs some help.
Okay.
The Rubber Bandits podcast needs to be sponsored. He tweeted earlier today, he's pissed off, man, that no sponsorship will be applied to his podcast because he curses. So,
how surely you must have some contacts. Get him sponsored.
Who, the Rubber Bandits?
Yeah.
Yeah, also.
No, you must have some contacts.
Yeah, well, yeah. But he was complaining that more people listen to his podcast than RTE.
There's also the other argument. You're promoting him and telling people to go spend money on his podcast rather than spend it on our show.
Well, I think we're already sponsored, so we already have all the stuff. We shouldn't be greedy. We shouldn't be greedy guts.
I just snorted.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right.
I apologise. That's probably going to show up really loud now.
That's all right. Do you want to...
Yeah. No. It's au naturel.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, let it all out.
What was it like being off?
It felt like I was off for ages.
3 days?
Yeah. And I wasn't DJing over the weekend at all, so I had like
good.
5 days.
Good.
It was really nice. Got to spend lots of time with the family.
Do you hate them now?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. No, it was good. And like they went on sleepovers and stuff, so myself and Lisa had time as well.
Oh.
So it was nice.
Did you do rose petals to the bed, huh?
Rose petals to the bed.
Did you see my roses?
No.
Did you miss all that?
Yeah.
Valentine's Day.
What?
You didn't see it?
No.
Oh. Saws. So what did you do for Valentine's Day in the end? Anyway, first thing first. Because you were you're going for dinner or something, was it?
No. We never go for Valentine's Day dinner.
No, you go for dinner. You don't go on Valentine's Day, though. Wasn't that what you said? What'd you do?
I there was chocolates and flowers and a card and a bottle of wine for when Lisa woke up.
Right.
And the kids had made cards and they bought us gifts as well. Lisa got a frame with Best Mom in the World.
Awesome.
And I got a toy pug. Yeah. Holding a love heart saying, hugs and kisses.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, that's clever.
Yeah.
And cheap.
Yeah, and then they got up and they made pancakes for everybody, the kids, that morning.
So what I did.
Yeah.
Because it's just me and her. Edie got me a lovely thing that she made in school. It was like a plate with some string on it. Happy out, right?
Cool.
So, and then Sandy got me lingerie, but it's not for me. And sticky toffee pudding and... bread and butter pudding, right? So two puddings and some lingerie.
Why the pudding?
I don't know. I liked it once and she thinks I love it.
Okay.
But anyway, like a lot of things in the relationship. So then what I said, you know what I'm going to do? Do you know them tiny little candles that you get in the...
Tea lights.
Tea lights, right?
Yeah.
I got like 50 of them, right? So I lined from the door to the kitchen with tea lights. And then in between each tea light, it was the length of a rose. So I put rose tea light, all the way up to the kitchen table where I'd made a love heart out of chocolates. And then on that was a card calling her a dope or something, right? So when she came in, I pressed play on the surround sound and played our song.
What's your song?
Which is this. Setting fire to our insides for fun. So this was playing when she walks in and she was like, she cried. And
how did you time the lighting of the candles?
So, very good question. So I kept asking her to get me milk. So I was like, get me milk, let me... and she was like, yeah, I'm going to shop now. So once she's going to shop now, I know she's 5 minutes away. But yeah, that was a big concern because if they all went out, then you'd be screwed. And they burned the bottom. They burnt my... Well, I hope the landlord isn't listening. Burnt the fireplace. There's a little circle of it. I don't know how that happened.
In the fireplace?
On top of it.
Oh.
On the thing?
The mantelpiece.
Yes. Sorry, words.
Yeah.
So that was it. It's lovely. We did well.
That is good.
Yeah,
well done. Is lovely.
Well done.
Yeah.
I'm wearing the lingerie now. Anyway, so enjoy.
I was wondering why you looked a little bit pew-eyed.
It's right up there. Enjoy the best bits of the Big Breakfast. There's loads of there. Kids news and things like that. You're going to enjoy it. And and sponsor the Blind Boy Bowl Cup podcast.
God, or give us the money or sponsor
us. We have the money. We're paid.
We don't have it.
We are.
We don't.
We do.
The people up in accounts.
Yeah.
People with shirts
and
on.
It filters down to us. If we don't, we're already sorted. Sort the guy with the bag in his head.
He's richer than you and I are.
Good point.
Subscribe.
98 FM's.
Woman Like Me. Little Mix, Woman Like Me on 98 FM's Big Breakfast. It's 6:12. Good morning.
I just read a tweet there.
Yeah?
Literally 10 minutes ago. So, but I think I kind of want to talk about it. Why not, Chick? The Rubber Bandits. Right. They, it's not longer they really anymore, because they say in the tweets, me and I, it's Blind Boy Book Club, really, because he's got the podcast out, he's got the book out. The other guy, Mr. Chrome, seems to kind of not really involved in the Twitter, right? So
okay.
we'll presume it's him. And he says, Irish companies, sponsor my podcast, you stupid bastards. So, off to a great start.
He's like the number one podcast in Ireland, and there's no sponsors on it.
Yeah. So, I've more listeners than most radio shows on the likes of RTE. My audience are adults who are okay with cursing. This shouldn't be a barrier. Cop on and grow up. Email this person to sponsor or advertise. Mad, isn't it? He goes on to say he had a really frustrating chat the other day about potential Irish advertisers were almost... They were almost on board, but then they were scared, was the gist. The podcast currently has 1 million listeners. It's insanity.
Wow.
That's almost as much as us.
Yeah.
Half of what it has to be, because some people don't know what the word podcast means. So if you don't know, he has a podcast and it's actually very interesting. He talks a lot about mental health and a lot of randomness. And there's a book then that is even more randomness that actually producer Sue's got me. So in many ways, we're paying for his book, if you think about it.
Yeah.
But he's not happy wants advertisers on the podcast.
Well, you know, a studio doesn't pay for itself. So, and, you know, the time, you know, you need to get paid for it.
Doesn't he tour and sell tickets all over Ireland for the talks that he gives? And yeah. Also the gig money that he would have gotten over the years would be quite substantial.
Yeah, but still. You know, if you're doing a weekly podcast and you have 1 million subscribers, that's massive. Like, maybe yeah. he should hook up with one of the podcast multinational companies who will go and do all the groundwork for you to get your advertising.
There definitely can't be. It's definitely not a... it's not the only podcast that there's cursing in.
All the podcasts I listen to have really explicit yeah. cursing and...
But that's his main reason, he says. You know, cursing, get over it. Which I agree with. But it wouldn't work. It doesn't work if there's young people.
Maybe there's a supermarket that just don't like the choice of bags.
That's the bags. Yeah. I was a good man. Yeah. I was thinking that.
If you went Donnybrook Fair, might make a difference, you know. Oh. Or Marks and Spence.
Oh, M&S.
98 FM's.
Ariana Grande, thank you. Next on 98FM at 6:21. Good morning.
Monday morning. Did you have a nice half week without me last week?
Gave away €500 on Greedy Goods.
Nice.
At 8 o'clock. That's about it.
Did you give away Secret Sound?
No, man, because people don't know what it is yet. So when they know what it is... Oh, it's $8,000 today, by the way.
I know.
And we oh, yeah. You recorded some sort of thing.
Yeah, I got called during my... time off during my vacation time,
and it sounded like the ghost of Stephen Cooper is what I said.
Oh,
I said here. I said $8,000 on Monday, and I said actually, hang on, I'll use the ghost of Stephen Cooper, and you came on. You went €8,000. It sounded like you were dead.
I felt dead.
Why, were you sick?
No, not at all. Well, I did have to go to the physio because remember I did my neck in, put my jumper on.
Yes.
Yeah, and my physio heard that, and he was literally had the door open as he waited for me to come in.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
I was expecting you, but yeah, he's fixed and mended me. But it meant because I had a dodgy neck, I wasn't able to partake in some of the activities that we got up to over the midterm with the kids, and that was thanks to you, actually. The recommendation, they went to Awesome Waltz.
Oh, okay, all right.
So much fun.
It's weird, just as my phone flashed on, the picture of me and Edie is my wallpaper at Awesome Waltz. So what do you think of it?
It's fantastic. I like the way I was able to go up onto the third floor to watch them reach the very top of that big rock in
they
the middle.
They got to the top, did they?
They got to the top.
Oh, you used the ropes as well? You didn't just use the auto belay? As
yeah,
in, like,
no,
someone
no.
there.
So what we did, we got them a... because they'd never done it before, and I'd never done it before, so we got them an instructor. So
of course.
It was about 25 quid. Mm-hmm. No, 20 quid for the hour each. So I was like, grand. So they went, and, well, I'm pretty sure that they don't have my DNA, because I've never seen...
it's very high.
It is very, very high.
It's no messing about.
No.
The hardest part is when you get to the top, you have to jump.
Yeah. not a bother to them.
Oh, it's brilliant, yeah.
What they did all of them, which I couldn't believe.
Great.
And what they did recommend to your man who was there is like, would you not put a bell at the top? Ding!
That's in one of them.
Yeah. So Max, every time he'd like skimmy his way up like Spider-Man, he'd be like, ding!
Did you do the bouldering as well then, Sluts?
I didn't. I couldn't do anything because of my neck.
Did your kids do the bouldering?
No, they didn't. But they've expressed so much interest. Like, they've already gone online to look at harnesses and chalk. And they're
very
like,
expensive.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. We live nowhere near it.
Yeah.
We live nowhere near it.
Is there not another one? No, there's not.
There's Sandyford, there's Finglas, and I have a funny feeling that they're going to turn a wall at the house into one of these. They've already looked at buying the things.
Ah, that's good.
Man, up the side of the house. Every house should have one.
The gable. Just have a boulder and gable.
It's you too. Beautiful day on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Yeah! Welcome to the Oscars. Da-da. It's the biggest awards ceremony ever. And I would love to see the viewing figures because it's been skyrocketing, going down, plummeting, sorry. To
the opposite to skyrocketing.
The complete opposite, in fact. The viewing figures are awful lately, so I wonder just how many people watched. Loads of people got their awards, delighted for the likes of Ludwig, the guy who composed the Black Panther score. He won the best Oscar, the sound, or the score. And then, this is really cute, you may have just heard it on the news, but Olivia Colman, who won for The Favourite, which is the Irish movie. She was awfully cute, Coop. So this is her going on stage. And just straight away, you kind of go, oh, this is going to be lovely.
It's genuinely quite stressful.
It's like an X Factor audition, isn't it? But we've kind of put together a few of the best bits from her speech, and she does her best bumbling English person, that kind of Hugh Grant in every movie he's ever been in, where he's like, oh, awfully sorry, would you be my wife? Oh, no, sorry to interrupt. But she's so cute.
My mum and my dad. And any little girl who's practicing their speech on the telly, you never know. And when I used to work as a cleaner, and I loved that job. I did spend quite a lot of my time imagining this. Oh, please wrap up. Right, okay. And thank you.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
That's really good.
There's nothing more off-putting than someone go, wrap it up, will ya? Best of Dublin Awards.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Is her speech planned to sound as cute and bubbling like that, or is she genuinely like surprised that she won?
I think she is surprised. I think she's that type of girl. Fair play to Olivia. We'll talk more about the Oscars later. Lady Gaga won and everything, so we're delighted for her.
Oh, good.
Well.
Does she do any more noises like Olivia does? Like, I reckon.
No.
It's Edward Mayer, 98FM.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
That luxury body on 98FM, it's 20 past 7. Good morning.
CPDF. That's what I'm all about these days. CPDF.
CPDF.
Yeah.
Can't picture da
face.
Thank you.
No, it's not, but good guess. It's close proximity drone flying. So I was looking on the internet at this guy called Sam Calder, right? And he has built a career out of flying around the world and videoing different parts of it.
Okay.
One of the things he uses is a Mavic Air. It's a drone. It's the same one I have. And I've been looking at him with my jaw on the floor. So what he does is he flies his drone as close to things that completely, like he flew through a tent in the Arctic and there was two people pouring a cup of tea and he flew through the tea as they were pouring it.
Sir.
Really high. So I thought, I'm going to go up to the Hellfire Club because I've never been there before. You're always harping on about it.
Yeah.
And I'll try a bit of CPDF. Yeah. Because it's in the middle of nowhere and there's lots of trees and you'll be fine.
You'll be fine. It'll be all good.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Yeah. So I went up there and I kind of feel like I'm flying the flag for drone flyers. Because it's gotten an awful rap lately, what with people being idiots and flying it near Dublin Airport. So I thought I'll go up there and I'll show people that CPDF is a thing and drones are safe. And I crashed it.
Oh no.
I got too close to the bloody hellfire and the hellfire clipped me propeller. The hellfire clipped me, really, if you think about it, in many ways.
So on this particular drone, I've seen you do it. There's a sensor on it that it won't allow a collision. So you can fly it towards something and it won't allow a collision. So this is just proof that there is a devil up there.
No, I turned the sensors off. Oh.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Marshmallow Happier on 98FM. It's the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. 7:46, good morning.
I've wanted to talk about this website for quite some time now because I'm so confused by it. I just don't fully understand, right? So it's called Cameo. And it is a host of celebrities from all around the world that are available for you to get a message off. You pay them money, they send you a birthday message saying, "Happy birthday, Stephen. You're looking fab. It's Keith Duffy here. It's Al Foran here. It's Gordon Ramsay." I don't think Gordon Ramsay's on it because he's a multimillionaire. But you know what I mean? It's all these celebrities that are on it. And you can book them to give you a message.
Well, that's kind of nice. Like, so if you're obsessed with somebody, you get a message. Like, imagine a Mila Kunis message.
Again, multimillionaire. I don't think she's going to be on Cameo.
Yeah, imagine.
Yeah, no, that's
imagine,
true.
Though.
I mean, because Shane Lynch did something similar in 2015 to fund his solo album, which we never got in the post. He was charging people €68 to Skype call. So you have a chat with Shane.
What would you chat to Shane Lynch about?
Drifting, that boy's on appearance in the Late Late Show.
Oh, he's actually mad into his supercars, isn't he?
Yeah, Monster Energy drink.
Yeah.
But this is just... So Keith Duffy now is the newest person I see that is available if you want Keith Duffy to send you a birthday message.
Okay.
He will do it for €70.
Holy...
What's he do? Hey, buddies.
Hey, buddies.
Oh, the ad.
Yeah. Wow, £70 to get Keith Duffy to...
€70. I've seen others. I've seen, like, Wagner from X Factor.
That's worth £70.
But he there's stages to Wagner, so if you pay him more money, he dresses up. I know you were joking. So the question is, if you could get a celebrity message, because we here in the Big Breakfast, we come across them all the time, we have them on the show.
Yeah.
We might be able to hook you up for free. Don't have to pay cash to get a celebrity message off us.
Are you undercutting Keith Duffy's income
there?
Hell
yeah. I'm trying to fund my solo career as well as an unsuccessful artist.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
So 0877 98 98 98. Have you got someone that you would like us to get a message from for you? So if it's a birthday message, if it's just a hey buddy, what's it?
Hey buddy.
It's going. We'll do that for you. 0877 98 98 98. Who would you want? Let us know.
Any celebrity.
Any celebrity. Man, we hook people up here at 98FM.
Big promise, I like it. Hey, Starly, call on me on 98FM's Big Breakfast. Morning.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Jax Jones, play on 98FM. It's coming up to 5 to 8 on the Big Breakfast. Good morning.
We asked you if you could get a personalised message from any celebrity, and we would do our very best to find celebrity and get you that message. Who would it be? And you just have an awfully overinflated idea of who we could get. Britney Spears would be great, lads. Yeah, we'll just message her.
Hang on.
Ed Sheeran. I would love to have Britney Spears send my fiancé Keith a message on Thursday this week as we're getting married that day. Derek, I'd love that too, to be honest with you. Where else? Tom Hardy. I would love to have that. That would just be amazing.
Have Tom Hardy with Renata. Yeah. Kit Harington to send me a birthday message on my birthday would be amazing too.
It's a north.
It's so cold.
Oh,
cold.
The dragons.
What else? There's loads here. Danny from the Coronas to send my best wishes to my wife Stacey. She has an exam coming up. P.S. We're actually going to see them in Dubai on Paddy's Day.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Mark, we've had them on now. I think we should leave this up to Suze, actually, because, right, we literally, there's so many people here. Nickelback. Would you know when someone good? No. Suze, will you make the call?
Okay.
You want to give one to each?
Each of you are going to find this celebrity, get them to record this special message for listeners. So, Cooper.
Yeah.
You're in charge of looking for a birthday message from Jason Byrne.
Oh, nice. He's gas.
To Annette.
Annette.
Okay.
Birthday message, Jason yeah. Burnett.
Luke, okay. You ready for this?
No, don't. Give me, do you know what I mean?
Out of all the ones that came in, I think this could be doable.
Okay.
We're looking for Nickelback.
Ah, come on. Yeah. You know I hate them.
Yeah, who is it? Elvira wants Nickelback. So you have, let's say we'll give you to the end of the week. You have to get Jason Byrne and Nickelback.
You have an advantage of this because it's our most listened to podcast is us chatting to Nickelback.
Yes, some people have no taste.
98 FMs. Big breakfast. 5 questions. 500 euro. It's time to play 98 FM's Greedy Guts.
Luke gave away 500 quid last week, didn't you, in Greedy Guts?
And a bit more.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Calvin, we've no money, so lovely to talk to you. Thanks for coming on. How are you?
I'm all good. How's it going, lads?
Yeah, all good. You're with your girlfriend. What's her name?
Amy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Well, now we'd like to take the opportunity and ask you, because Amy's there beside you, is there anything special that you want to tell all of Dublin about Amy?
She makes a great fry in the mornings.
Right.
So she's trying to kill you.
She's not trying to kill you with this stuff. Yeah. I love that, Calvin. One thing.
Well, she makes good food.
Yeah. She makes good falafels.
Here, Calvin, when you're playing Greedy Guts, you'd be shouting at the radio thinking that everybody's mad and thick.
Yeah, I'd be running amok in the car in the morning.
Good. All right, everybody stand by to be shouting at Calvin. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
5 questions, 500 euro. Get one wrong.
And you're gone.
25 euro.
Best of luck, Calvin, and girlfriend Amy. I suppose it would help if I had the questions in front of me. There we are now. Here we are. For 25 euro, what European country is also a type of bird? Begins with a T.
Toggy.
Oh my Jesus. You got it right, Calvin. Fair play to you.
It's Monday. It's a bit slow. You know yourself.
Ah, yeah. We'll get those cogs working. You got 25 quid. Do you want to keep on going?
Yeah.
50 euro.
It's funny that you would say people shout at the radio. How many people were shouting, Turkey, you bleeding tick?
I know.
Calvin, you're doing so well. There's a turkey there, sorry. 50 euro. What movie won the Oscar for Best Picture last night?
What was that? Oh, Green Book.
Quick.
Say it.
Green Book.
Green Book is correct.
Woo.
Jesus, Calvin, my heart, I can't deal with this.
Oh, okay.
How are you feeling?
I'm all right.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm brand new.
Okay, I'm my heart.
Frying his belly, of course, he's brand new.
Fantastic.
50 euro, that's what you have right now, Calvin. Would you like to go on for question 3 worth 100 euro?
Yeah, sure, go on.
100 euro.
He's very cool, isn't he?
Well, it's very early, so I'm okay with him being cool. For 100 euro, Calvin, you get this wrong now, you lose everything. You get it right, you win 100 euro. In what Irish county does the festival Altogether Now take place?
Waterford.
Yes. Good man.
He is cool, isn't he?
He's very cool.
He's cool, yeah. Calvin.
Yeah.
You're 100 euro better off. Now, you can take that and be gone with your day. Or you can go to question 4 for 250 euro.
Sure, what's 100 euro going to get you these days? Go ahead, 250.
250 euro.
That's the attitude.
You might have to help me with the last word, because I blatantly don't know what that says.
Take it the search engine.
Oh, is it?
I think so, yeah.
Really? That's gas. Okay, for 250 euro, which sport uses the term duck, flipper, and googly?
What was the last word?
Duck, flipper, and googly, or goggly, I suppose.
G-O-O-G-L-Y.
Gee,
well,
I didn't hear the last word.
You flipping ran out of time. Jesus, Calvin! It's only so much. Duck, flipper, and googly. Cricket.
I never would have got that. I never even heard the last word.
I'm so sorry, Calvin. But because you're there with your missus, and I don't want you to look anything less than you are, we're going to send you out movie passes. You can treat her to IMC Movies. Is that all right?
Grand. Nice one.
There you go. No bother. Thank you for listening, Calvin.
Cheers. Right, now about
it. I'll see you, pal. Bye bye. And bye to Amy. I'm very quiet in the car. I don't know, does Amy exist?
I'm sure she does.
Do you think she exists?
Yeah, that, I don't know. That was a bit of a hard question.
Did
don't it? Flip or googly, never heard.
If I'm saying the googly question right, or the goggle, whatever it is,
we did spell it out.
Yeah, we literally spelled it out. On the way, we'll play 98FM's Kids News. Here's an example of what you can expect.
And yesterday, I swallowed a 5 cent, but I'm okay today.
Now.
That's, your parents now need to buy rubber gloves. Well done. How to get involved in Kids News, find out after Maloko. Time is now on 98FM.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Kids, hi, morning. Welcome back to school. We think you're great. We think you're fantastic. Why? Because you're very entertaining. You're very funny. And
very honest as well.
Yeah. Adults sometimes try to be sort of cool, calm, collected. Kids are like, woohoo, spiders, spaceships. And that's why we like you. So we like hearing what you got up to over your break or over the weekend. Where did you go? Who did you see? Let us know.
My two. They're on midterm all week, so we got to hang out during the week. This is what they got up to.
Hey, it's Max.
Hey, it's Elizabeth. And here's our news.
Our first thing we did over the midterm break was we went to the zoo with our family and our cousins.
Cool.
We went to see the Lego Movie too.
Nice.
Then we went to Awesome Walls to do rock climbing. And that's our news.
So, kids, what's your news?
Yes. Rock climbing for the win.
Yes.
It only took me a year to get them to go. I've been talking about it for the past year and a half. That's good. They enjoyed it.
They did enjoy it.
Good.
I didn't. Oh. Way too high.
Did you climb too high?
I got up the stairs to take a picture and I was like, I don't like it up here.
He climbed the stairs. Okay, 0877-98-98-98. If you've got a kid, give them your WhatsApp phone. Let them record a little message. Please send it in. Let us know what they got up to.
Okay, on the way, music from Picture This, One Drink or The Big Breakfast.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Oven, yeah. Picture This, One Drink on 98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Yes, thank you so much to everybody for sending in your kids' news. If we didn't get time to go to you, just know that we did listen to it and it was great. All right, let's go.
So, yesterday, on my birthday,
yeah,
we went to Bounce and Beyond, and then I had a sleepover with my best friend.
Nice.
And I got a gift card for Pennies, and we went shopping in Pennies for 3 hours, or 2 hours.
What was it like going to Pennies for 3 hours?
It was the best day ever.
Cool. All right, cool.
Thank you, 98FM.
You're welcome.
On Friday, we went to cinema to see Instant Family.
Nice.
And then on Sunday, we went to Inflator Zone.
What's Inflator Zone?
It was really fun. Oh. My name's Leah.
Oh, hey, Leah.
Thanks, Leah.
Hi, my name is Ella, and I went to London, and when I came home, I saw my cousins.
Nice.
Result. What is better, seeing your cousins or going to London?
Hi, Cooper and Luke.
Hiya.
My name is Zara, and on Friday I went to Dunleary with my cousins, and we all met Louis Walsh.
Oh, well, actually, Louis was on to us. This is what he said about meeting you.
Oh, listen, it wasn't great, but it wasn't the worst. It's somewhere in between.
Oh, well, look, he's like that with everybody. that's how he feels with every interaction.
Hi, I'm Layla. I'm 9 years old, and on my midterm break, I did lots of fun stuff. I went to Bent and Beyond.
Nice.
I went to Slime Workshop.
Wow.
I went to see the Lego Movie on Saturday, and I went to Holt.
Oh my God.
Bye.
That's, what an eventful weekend.
It's a great week.
A Slime Workshop, Coop.
Where? I want to go.
98 FM's.
The 9:15 Mystery Machine.
98 FM.
With the power of voiceover. It's always more entertaining. The 9:15 Mystery Machine. We don't really know what's going to happen or why, but it happens every day at this time. Bang on time, may I just say. I want to toot my own horn. You're only back. Would you like to partake in maybe pushing the button?
I'll push your button, yeah.
Which one?
This one right here.
That one?
Yeah. Oh, flashed up my screen. Ask Luke.
Yeah, it says it here. It says, push me. Oh, hey, yeah. Oh, ask me Oscars.
Ask me Oscars.
Ask me Oscars. Clever name, 915 Mystery Machine. It also says, I have a person here waiting on the fishing line. Mandy, good morning.
Good morning, Luke. How are you?
I'm grand. How are you?
We're fine, thank you, I'm fine.
Oh, grand. Right, apparently you are going to play against my radio wife, Cooper, here.
Hey, Mandy. Okay, so what are the rules?
Well, Mandy, were you watching the Oscars last night?
No.
Okay, good, because it was Cooper.
No, I was in bed.
So, yeah.
So was I.
Probably like most, I think it's on RT2 tonight, isn't it? They normally play it at the day after.
They skim it down, they make it a 15-minute show.
Can you come back and ask me the question in the morning?
Well, what's going to happen here is that 8 clips have after popping up on my little screen. And okay. They are all from movies. So the song that I play you, you have to tell me, not necessarily the name of the song, the name of the movie that it's from.
Okay.
You following me?
Yes.
Okay, well, I tell you what, I know it's ladies first, but I want to just make sure you have it, so I'm gonna get Cooper to go first, right?
No problem.
Just so there can be no discrepancies between not knowing the rules.
No problem at all.
All right, here we go. Coop, you ready, hon?
Yeah.
All right, 1, 2.
That's a Titanic, My Heart Will Go On, off of Celine Dion's voice.
Easy as pie, isn't it? There you go. Oh, was it? All right, so that's what you have to do, okay? I'm going to give you one here. That's a point for Coop.
Yay.
Right, okay. You ready? You ready?
Yep. It
might seem crazy. What'd you say?
Despicable Me.
Boom! Despicable Me is correct. Well, who's helping you there in the background?
My daughter, Hannah.
Oh, well, she's right. She's after getting
yeah,
it right.
Yeah, she is.
Okay, Cooper, you're up. You ready?
Yeah. Pulp Fiction.
Yes! Correct. Well done. Horribly remixed by the Black Eyed Peas. But we won't talk about that ever again. Okay. Everybody's getting them right so far. We're going to make it a little bit harder. Are you ready?
No.
What are you thinking?
I only know the song. I don't know what movie it's from.
We know.
What is it?
I can pass it over to Cooper. If he gets it right, he gets the point.
Go on.
It's Batman.
Oh, it is Batman. I can't believe he didn't get that. All right, Cooper.
Yeah.
Go. Oh. Lucy Liu.
My girl Drew. Charlie's Angels.
Oh, my God. What is happening here, Mandy?
It's one of my favourite movies.
He's pulling away.
Oh, he's sad. If that's one of his favourite movies, he's sad.
Hey.
He's sad.
Charlie's Angels jumping around.
All right. We'll do one more, Mandy. You ready?
Yeah, come on. Make it easy,
Oh, wow. I'm going to skip it into the thing. Here we go. As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Go on, Mandy. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yes, I know. Thanks, Paradise.
Yeah. You got it right, which means you win IMC Movie Pass as well. Yay! Done, Mandy.
Yay!
Congratulations. Oh. You can bring your daughter now, considering she gave you all the answers.
I will do.
All right, go on. Talk to you. Thanks for playing.
Thanks very much.
Bye, 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 bye.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Fair play to you.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think you'd get them now.
Oh, yeah. I love me movie songs.
Fine, yeah.
Grant,
change it, so. You don't. You're awful with picking songs.
No, I didn't agree with
When we play 98FM's Last Note Guessing Game.
I'm rubbish at the last note because I never listened to the last one.
Okay, sorry.
But like when I listened to Dara doing the first note guessing game, I'm in it.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right, sorry. I'm good
at that. Coronas, get loose on the way on the Big Breakfast.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM's gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
What to start with? What to start with? Well, maybe a big congratulations first, because Ludwig Göransson, a guy who I've been following for quite some time now, is Childish Gambino's producer, just won a Best Oscar for Best Score for this yoke from Black Panther. It's a mad instrument, isn't it? This is the first and only Oscar to go to any Marvel movie.
It's about time.
They also got the an Oscar for best costumes. It's a brilliant movie. Great crack. Which is great. Fantastic. Fair play to them. Lady Gaga also got an Oscar for A Star Is Born for best song. She was very emotional.
All I have to say is that this is hard work. I've worked hard for a long time, and it's not about, you know, it's not about winning, but what it's about is not giving up.
Yeah.
It's about how many times you stand up and are brave and you keep on going. Thank you.
She really shouldn't have ran that marathon before she gave the... Because everything...
Have you tried running in these shoes?
From that to someone who's having a bit of a resurgence at the moment. Ja Rule Murder. Who was tipped to be the new Tupac back in 1999 when his first album came out. But alas, with the Spire Festival and everything that he was involved with, or the Fire Festival even, sorry, he's kind of circling the toilet a little bit. So he was performing at a basketball game, the halftime show. It was a 90s night.
Oh, cool.
Even though, well, his album came out in 1999, and he's not really a 1999 artist, but the whole thing was just weird.
Yeah.
Straight away, I'm freaked out.
Yeah.
Okay. So he tried to hype up the crowd a little bit.
They said this is 90s night.
Yeah.
So they brought out a 2000 artist.
It's not really that funny.
We did a, joke.
Yeah, but my album came out in 99, so I guess that counts.
Not really.
Sanchez, we ready?
So the DJ is having a bit of a problem here. He's not ready. He doesn't have the song ready for Ja Rule to perform to. You can kind of hear him bumbling in the background. They didn't give me time to load up, he says.
Oh, he's obviously using a computer or something.
Yeah, something anyway. So Ja Rule does what he does best.
Are we ready? I guess not.
And finally, I think something kicks into gear.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Turn me up.
So awkward. And finally, something, there's a little kind of equally awkward. When we interviewed Steve Coogan, I told him straight up, I never watched any of the Alan Partridge stuff. I never got any of it. And his reaction was, well, he wasn't happy.
Stay out of the club.
Sorry. Yeah, if you spent half the time watching decent TV as you do in the tattoo parlour.
I wasn't happy that I'd never seen it. Well, hey, I might get my first chance because it's returned to BBC. Tonight, actually, yeah, 9:30, BBC One. This time with Alan Partridge. So should I watch it? Am I missing out?
You should watch it, but I also think that you need to watch the original shows as well, just to get an idea of the clumsiness of what a buffoon he is, and him, living in a caravan, working on like a Norfolk radio and annoying everybody. It's brilliant. It is absolutely brilliant.
You're not selling to me.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM.
Rihanna featuring Luca Fuel on Don't Stop the Music on 98FM. The time is 9:39.
Our very own Rihanna. Producer Susie.
Hello.
Riri.
Riri.
No, Inaga.
Same thing. Same person, really. No difference.
She's a few names, but we all know that she is the real brains behind this operation. She comes in here for one more tune and tells us of a story from around the world.
Yes, and this morning we are going to Canada.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. And what's Canada's sport? What do they all be doing all the time?
Smoking.
No.
Is it moose hunting?
Is it
ice hockey?
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say golf.
It is ice hockey. So, yeah, as soon as you're born, as soon as you come out of the womb, you are given the helmet and the hockey stick, and you're put out on the ice.
Do you not get skates?
No, she just blob along at that stage. So it's a very, every family, every child learns how to skate. And it's usually from the age of 2 or 3 or 4. Like, it's very early. So there's this guy, he's Canadian, he's called Jeremy, and he has a 4-year-old son. And his 4-year-old has just started ice hockey training. But he was kind of just doing his own thing out on the ice when his dad was coming along to watch his training sessions. And he decided, you know, the mind of a 4-year-old is very interesting. So I kind of want to understand what he's thinking when he's out there on the ice and trying to play ice hockey. So he decided the best thing to do would be to mic up his 4-year-old.
Of course.
And I don't think the 4-year-old knew or really cared. And it's, and what you get is like the inner monologue of what a 4-year-old is thinking during a time like this. Have a listen.
What's that? My legs are tired. I'm not in this group. I'm gonna go pee.
Ready? We're gonna go do some skating and shooting. Way better down here.
Oh, you're fast.
Aw, cute.
Very cute. So it's just a constant rambling of chatter, isn't it? Chatting to themselves.
Yeah, they like that. Like, I remember when, like, Max and Elizabeth were that age, like, if you do kind of listen in at them, like, they can be, like, they might have a hurl and they'd be just, like, whacking the heads off daisies thinking that they're in the middle of the All-Ireland final.
Chatting
like,
to themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I know adults who do that as well.
That's the thing. A kid,
looking at one.
The kid has an outer monologue and then you adults have an inner one. But we're all thinking the same thing.
All the same, yeah, we just stopped talking at one stage to keep it inside. So I'm going to kick off our song suggestion.
What are you thinking, Sue?
Is it the Black Panther theme song? Because I have that open here.
Well, I was going for a bit of Ice Ice Baby.
Oh,
but I'd be open to a better suggestion than that, even though that's a good tune.
Okay.
What else have we got? Ice Ice Baby.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
0877 98 98 98. What song would you choose for that?
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
See you, Chandelier on 98 FM. It's Cowboy Time. 10
to 10. Yeah, it is. Love a good Cowboy Time.
So, Suze came in with one of the most bizarre stories about a dad not trusting his child.
Yeah, he wanted to figure out what his 4-year-old was thinking when he was undergoing his first kind of ice hockey practice, and the results are amazing. Basically, a 4-year-old just says anything that pops into their head, which we all kind of knew anyway.
Yeah.
So song suggestions came in because it's Ice Cube and you could be checking yourself on the ice. Clever. So I better stop that before he curses. You know that Ice Cube. And then because he looked like he was just kind of spouting things that came from his imagination.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
Rest in peace, Gene L. Wilder. None of those have won though.
Now, the song that has won, so he was mic'd up, so let's take Mike, which is a microphone, Mike Posner, and his song Cooler Than Me, because he was on the ice.
If I could write go on. A song to make you fall in love, I would
already have you. Cooper and Luke with 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98 FM.